What I know about Suba is more feelings than words. He arrived in Brazil trying to know what is this country, what is the rhythm, the story. When he goes to some place, he wants to know everything, feelings, people, everything.
Angels and sailors, rich girls. Backyard fences, tents. Dreams watching each other narrowly, soft, luxuriant cars. Girls in garages strip, out to get liquor and clothes. Half gallons of wine and six packs of beer. Jump, hump, born to suffer, made to undress in the wilderness.
He's still here. Sometimes I see it on the people walking on the street. This is crazy. And I met him in the second day when he arrived. He came to my home at 12 o'clock. I said, "Oh, nice to meet you. I come from Yugoslavia, from Novi Sad. I work in with music. I would like to know more about Brazil." We stayed for 14 or 16 hours talking, and we discovered we have same taste, same vision, same crazy voyage, same dreams. And we started making music in that day. And we started to play together, recording and talking, drinking, playing, recording, talking and drinking for 16 hours. From this day, we've been partners and we work together like two best friends, two brothers, since there until his death.
Angels and sailors, backyard fences, dreams watching each other narrowly, soft, luxuriant cars, girls in garages strip, out to get liquor and clothes. Half gallons of wine and six packs of beer. Jump, hump, born to suffer, made to undress in the wilderness. Humped, born to suffer, made to undress in the wilderness.
First, put some records, sounds recorded from the forest. Who he buy it in Paris? Who I tried during 10 years of my life to record in the early 70s. When we have a dictator government in Brazil, but they made a security council at that time with army political guys who said, we take care of the Amazonia Indians and nobody can touch them. And I said, well, yes, but we need to record their culture. We need to take care of these words, the music, the things, the food, the way of life of the Indians, because one day it's going to disappear. And we need to have these documents, this DNA from these people. You know? And they said, no, you cannot do this. It's forbidden for Brazilians to do this. One day, Subas appeared in my home. In this day, I discover we have a lot of records recorded for people who enter inside underground Amazonia. This was the beginning of our understanding he loved things, and I loved his fingers. I tried to dig his things, and I realized, oh, finally, I know we have some records. They're never gonna die. They're gonna stay in record for many, many years. People understand who was this kind of engineers in Brazil. It's like you lose all the documentations about our treasure of the story of the world. You cannot lose this. Some people need to take care of the Mozart's papers, of Bach papers, you know, the story of the world. We see so many great Alexander putting fire in Babylon, Babylon, you know. We cannot do this kind of things more. We need to preserve our heritage for the next generation and the next generation. And Suba is one of the guys worried about this. And then I have a brother who have the same idea. And we make a music, what we call Memoria Mundi. Because when we starting to play, he showed me some bishops of Kosovo's choral, who was talk the music what they are singing, talk about some very, very old stories from Kosovo warriors. And this was the same thing what the Patashos Indians were singing inside Amazonia. And of course, Indians from Amazonia never met Kosovo's warriors. And we discover you have some soul of the music. You can talk about this around the world, in China, in Brazil, in Bosnia, in the American Indians. A story of the world, this is the Memoria of the Mundi. That's because I call it Memoria Mundi. If you go to the history, the music, and all this heritage, you're gonna find similar things, but it's the same, and belong to the memory of the Mundi. Futuro Primitivo was the beginning of São Paulo Confession. We start to work in make one record for the composer and producer, Suba, because we was working so many times for so long time. And said, now we need to start producing some things for people. This means you need to have one record with our ideas in your way, in your left hand. Mm-hmm. And I need to have a record in my right hand with my ideas with you. I said, I don't want to make a record like everybody do. I want to make a record, but not like people want to see. And you know how I think and how we can do my record. Then we did, maybe at the same time, this record. His album was released first because he got the contract. Because he was a European guy, he has connections to get some record company to release. And I got a crazy guy in Brazil, a producer, who was doing a project of instrumental music around Brazil, who made 600 shows, concerts, with many, many groups of Brazilian instrumental music. And this guy came to me one day and said, we have many Brazilian musicians playing in our project, but we don't have a percussion player. I said to my friend, look, at this point in my life, I'm doing a project with a Yugoslavian guy, and I don't know if you are too much crazy for traditional instrumental jazz music. If you think your crazy music is good, I want your radical music in our project. And then we did the Primitivo live, 45 concerts in Brazil. The Primitive record could be 45 records because all day was different concerts. We used it to do that thing live on the stage. He was on the table, on the PA, and I was alone on the stage, and we have 8 tracks recorded, and then we use sounds from the studio recorded, we use sounds live, we use this kind of small recordings during the day when we was on the lobby, on the streets, on the beach, half an hour or 10 minutes before the concert. We sit together with people who are waiting and record people talking together with the other and use this in the concert, live, to make this real life, live music, live moment. São Paulo Confessions was released for the media at that month, October. Mm-hmm. Subas died day before he get a plane to a media press conference to release his album in Belgium and Europe, and was released in Brazil 6 months later. When he died, was in the moment to become famous producer, to produce major labels artists, mm-hmm. to go to New York and produce something with the top rock Brazilian bands, you know, like Paralamas of Sucesso is one of the bands famous in Brazil. Yes. And before this, we used to produce in our home studios some tracks. He used to say, John, today is shit. Yesterday was shit, tomorrow is shit, but cannot be shit every day. You know, and I said to him, Suba, shit's happen, but shit is a fertilizer. he left a lot, a lot, a lot.
Oh, felicidade é como a pluma que o vento vai levando pelo ar. Voa tão leve, mas tem a vida breve. Precisa que haja vento sem parar.
It's difficult until now to talk about him, because what I know about Suba is more feelings than words. He opened my mind, my feelings. He was the guy more close I had in my life.
Pichibada, 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 pichibada.